Good morning. Thank you so much for calling Art Shop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Kate.
Hi, Kate. How are you today?
I am fine. How are you?
Doing all right. What can I do for you today, Kate?
So I guess that they've laid all the lines for fiber in our neighborhood. So, and I got something about a limited time offer. So we were going to give it a try.
Okay, absolutely. I can definitely help you with signing up for service. If you don't mind me asking, what is your service address, please?
It's 10 Maizeland, Maizeland Road in Red Hook, 12571.
All right, perfect. And just bear with me.
Sure.
All right. Got it here. So we're showing the in-service date as November 30th.
Okay.
So what we can do is we can go ahead and get you into the system. And then when it gets closer to November 30th, someone will reach out to you for scheduling.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
And will that still, I mean, it says this $69.99.
Yeah, so that's why we can sign up right now. It would be $69.99 if you sign up for AutoPay with your checking account and paperless billing. And that price would be valid for 2 years. All taxes and fees are included, and so is the equipment.
Okay. And installation?
Installation is free.
Okay.
At the moment. Yeah. All right. And so you were looking for the 1 gig, right? For the $69.99?
Yes.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, approximately how large is your home in square footage?
About just under 1,800 square feet.
Okay. Alrighty, and okay. So we do recommend at least one extender. What will happen is there are a few factors that just determine like how many extenders that would be recommended at least. And that will be decided by you and your Archtop Fiber technician on the day of your installation. But your service and this plan includes one Wi-Fi extender at no additional cost. So what we can do is when it comes time for your installation, if they determine that you may need one, then they will just go ahead and place it and it's included in your price. If you ever needed any additional extenders, however, it is only $8 per month per extender.
Okay. We actually have an extender. I don't know if would work with it, but
well, I know that the ones that we have are specifically for the routers that we provide.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. I mean, our house is not very big, so.
Okay. I mean, you'd be surprised. Some homes have like these building materials that actually block the Wi-Fi signal. Like my house. My house is only like 1,100 square feet. And I get no Wi-Fi in the kitchen because the kitchen, the office, and the bathroom are all additions.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what the installer.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And again, it'll be determined on the date of installation as to whether you would even need one or not.
Okay.
And then do you own or rent your current property?
Own.
Okay. And how are your utility wires feeding your home, such as Central Hudson? Are they coming overhead through the air or are they buried under the ground?
I think they're buried under the ground and we are on a slab, which makes things a little bit more complicated.
Well, if there is a conduit, then we may just be able to use that.
Okay, great.
Especially if it's slab, I'm sure that there's probably a conduit there. But no worries. The techs will definitely be able to take a look because we do have a team that goes out to the properties before the installation happens so that we can get the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your outside of your home to the fiber network at the street, all set up for and ready for the installation appointment.
Okay.
Great. So they'll be able to determine the best way to get you connected. And then is your billing address different than your service address?
Nope, it's the same.
Okay. All right. And Kate, what is your last name, please?
It's L-A-I-N-G.
Okay. And what is the best email address for you, please?
46HOBBES at Gmail.
Okay, perfect. So that's 46, H as in Henry, O as in Oscar, B as in boy, E as in Edward, S as in Sam.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. At gmail.com.
Yep.
And what would you like your primary phone number on the account to be, please?
845-546-7243.
Perfect. Did you want a secondary phone number on the account?
No, that's enough.
Okay. And how may we contact you prior to your installation and with regards to any future notifications about your account?
Either way, doesn't matter.
Well, we do have the option of phone, email, or text. I do know a lot of people do choose text. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more account specific at that point, and just so that you are aware, by opting in for text messaging, we can notify you with important information such as your install appointments, updates about your order status, and your billing updates. And then by opting in to receive those, you'll also be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. Now, let me assure you, we only use this method for account-specific updates. We don't set any advertisements on your cell unless you were to authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time on your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call at that point. But message and data rates may apply. Would that be okay?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. And then as part of our order process, we do need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. We don't see anything with regards to your credit. We don't see like your whole credit report or anything. It just lets us know that you are who you are, or rather who you are, who you say you are. And it also lets us know whether or not you're at risk of not paying your bill, therefore needing a $50 deposit. But if you wanted to bypass the credit check, you can definitely do so. But that would automatically require you to pay that $50 deposit. Did you want to go ahead with the credit check?
Yeah, that's fine. My legal first name is Catherine with a C, so you'll probably need that.
Okay, perfect. And just bear with me as I get there. And so that would be C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, right?
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Perfect. It'll just take me another moment. And then soon I will need your social. I'll only need it once, but right now I'm just putting in your information. And then remind me once more how to spell your last name, please.
It's L-A-I-N-G.
I just want to make sure I had that correct. I appreciate that.
Sure.
Okay, and I am at the part where I'm ready for social. It is 100% confidential. immediately, once I type it, I click on submit and it'll let me know whether a deposit is required.
Okay, it's 042-74-0980.
Perfect, submitting now. Oh, so there is a file freeze on your credit. Do you happen to know the PIN?
Oh, geez.
It would be for Experian.
Try 2070.
Nope.
Did I make the PIN? I don't even remember doing the now I vaguely remember doing the freeze. Let's see.
If you have any paperwork, there might be a PIN on there.
Okay. Oh, I got it. Okay. It's, wow, it's long. It's 203-787-2070.
Perfect. All right. Perfect. No deposit required. And that took care of that.
Great.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that.
Sure.
And then we do offer the discount for enrolling in the auto pay and paperless billing. Did you want to sign up for that now, or did you want to do it on your own through the account portal?
I'll do it on my own through the portal.
Okay. All right. And I know you stated that you had received a letter in the mail. Is there any information that we need to know about your property, such as like buried wires, septic tanks, etc.? Maybe gas lines.
No gas lines. Septic's in the back, so it's not going to be a problem. The only buried lines are the ones coming into the house. So.
And your home is on a slab, right?
Yep.
All right, so I put down that there are buried wires and your home is on a slab. So at that point, we would definitely call the 811 and check to see if maybe a conduit is there. Did you have any questions for any of our techs?
No, not so far.
Okay. Perfect. So you are all set. Now you should be receiving two emails. One will be an email to confirm your order, or rather like an order confirmation email. And then the other will be an invitation for you to sign into the portal. That link is valid for 24 hours. So definitely take a look into that.
Okay.
And that's where you'll be able to manage your billing statements, view them, print them, do whatever you would like with them. You can make payments or set up your auto pay. If you already had something set up with AutoPay, you could always edit those settings and change the account if you ever wanted to. You can also upgrade your service through the account portal. So there's a lot of helpful things that you can do with the account portal.
Okay.
But you're automatically enrolled by having provided me the email address that you provided to me. So that will be your username.
Okay, great.
Okay. But otherwise, you are all set and in the system. And, we'll definitely be giving you a call closer to the 30th of November.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Is there anything else that I might be able to help with today, Kate?
That is it. Thank you for your help.
All right. You are so very welcome. And thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your day and a great week. And we'll definitely speak to you soon.
Okay, thanks. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.